This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wasalam, rasulullah, assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Razazi, welcome you all to the stories of the prophets. What am I saying here? This way, right here. There you go. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wasalam, rasulullah, assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Again, this is Riyad Razazi, welcome you to the stories of the prophets. And today, this is episode number 50, number 50. Episode 50, and it's session number 19, talking about Musa and Al-Khidr. So, episode 50, session number 19, talking about Musa and Al-Khidr. So, please allow me to give a minute for more people to join so that we can resume. Inshallah ta'ala our session bi-idhnillah. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. One more time, welcome all to the Stories of the Prophets series. This is episode number 50 lectures so far, 50, you know, sessions so far, subhanAllah, talking about all the prophets. And today it's session number 19, just talking about Musa alayhi salam. Yesterday we started talking about Musa and Al-Khidr. That journey with, you know, with Musa and Al-Khidr. When Musa alayhi salam, he was asked if who was the most knowledgeable man on earth, and then Musa alayhi salam said he said I. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to teach Musa a lesson as to why he attributed knowledge to himself rather than attributing it to Allah azza wa jal. Jibril came to Musa alayhi salam and told him that there is a man who's more knowledgeable than you. And and then Musa wanted to learn from him. He wanted to learn from him. So he gave him like a very strange tip. If you want to meet this man, you have to travel and you shall meet him by the junction of the two seas. The junction of the two seas. It's a mystery. The whole story is filled with mysteries, you know, meeting this man and who is this man and why do we have to travel that far. And then he doesn't even give him any location, but other than the junction of the two seas, there are in fact two junctions of two seas. There is one in Sudan and there is one in near the Red Sea. So it's all again filled with mysteries. But anyhow, Musa alayhi salam undertook that journey with his servant, you know, Yusha. Ibn al-Nun, and Musa alayhi salam says, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَ لِفَاتَهُ لَا أَبْرَحُ حَتَّى أَبْلُغَ مَجْمَعَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ. And then Musa told his servant that I will not rest until I reached that you know, the junction of the two seas and meet that man. And as I mentioned yesterday, to acquire knowledge. You needed, you know, three main keys. You know, we talked about persistence. We talked about, you know, humbleness, especially towards your teacher, towards your sheikh. And then the last key, which is the very, you know, most important key and the most crucial, is sincerity. Sincerity is the most important key in acquiring knowledge. So at any rate, Musa alayhi salam, you know, he went with his servant, and then of course, he told his servant that, you know, to carry some like a meal with them. And that meal was in a form of a fish, you know, carry a fish, you know, cook it and then put it in this basket. And let's undertake our journey. And then once they reached, you know, they traveled for miles and miles and miles. They stopped by, you know, they stopped and you know, to rest. They sat on a sahra, on a rock, And then after some time, they, you know, again, they resumed their journey. And then again, they felt hungry. So Musa alayhi salam told his servant, after, you know, been traveling and, but under, you know, but they were very tired and hungry. He says, let's get something to eat. And then the servant told Musa alayhi salam, oh, I forgot it. Where did I forget it? I forgot it where, you know, where we said, you know, earlier by that sakhra, inni nasitu al-hut. You know, he says, I forgot the hut, I forgot the fish, but when we were sitting by the rock. And that was the key, you know, Musa alayhi salam, you know, when he, you know, when Jibril told him, you know, that you will meet him by the junction of the two seas, and there will be a man sitting, you know, there will be a man there. And he gave him that hint. The hint is something that have to do with the fish, that you will lose that fish. Musa alayhi salam got that hint, and he says, we have to go back again. That's where we're supposed to meet that man. And that man, brothers and sisters, is another mystery. Who is he? The ulama that said that he's al-Khidr. Is al-Khidr a prophet? Is he a prophet? Is he a messenger? No, he's not. Al-Khidr, he is not a prophet. He is not a messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him some knowledge that he did not teach Musa, and he did not teach, you know, prophets before him either. You know, he taught him some ilm, you know, some knowledge of the unseen about certain things that were to happen. Right? And then Musa alayhi salam was to meet this man to learn some, you know, some knowledge from him. So he was not actually a prophet. The only thing that we know about him is, subhanAllah, he met Musa, taught him some knowledge, and then he left, disappeared. We don't know where he went. We don't know where he died, where he's buried. We don't know nothing about him other than he met Musa alayhi salam, taught him some knowledge, and then he moved on with his, with his life. Wallahu alam. Again, and Allah knows best. We don't know anything else about this man. At any rate, Musa, when he went back again, he to that sakhra, the junction of the two seas, he saw a man sleeping, covered by an overcoat, something green. Maybe the ulama said that maybe that's why he's called al-Khidr, because in Arabic Khidr means green. There's two statements here, or the two opinions. One opinion that says his name is al-Khidr because he was covered with that, you know, green overcoat. That was one opinion. There was another statement that says that in fact this man, he is righteous, that, you know, he's filled with blessings. Whenever he walks, you know, and passes by a land or a field that is dead, that field or that land turns green. That field or that land turns green. So that's why he's called Al-Khidr. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. So he saw him sleeping, found him sleeping. Musa alayhi salam, with all, you know, showing all respect, he sat down, waited for him until he woke up. And then when he woke up, he said, Assalamu alaykum. This is Musa saying, Assalamu alaykum. And then Al-Khidr replied, Wa alayka as-salam, or wa alaykum as-salam, wa anna bi ardika as-salam. Of Musa, wa alayka as-salam, and what kind of peace, you know, what kind of peace is it in your land? He's talking about Egypt. Again, Allah Azza wa Jal taught him, you know, this ilm, this knowledge, that yes, in Egypt there was this man, you know, Fir'aun. He was a dictator, he was an oppressor, he enslaved people, he caused a lot of, you know, harm to them and whatnot. So he says, "Wa anna bi ahdika as-salam." There was no peace in your land, O Musa. So Musa said, "I want to learn from you. I want to learn from you. This is what I'm here for. I want to learn from you. Man ant, who are you? I'm Musa. Musa from Bani Israel. Yes, I'm Musa from Bani Israel. What do you need? What do you want? I want to learn from you. جئتُ أتعلم منك. I came to learn from you. No argument, no questions asked. The man says, you won't be able to learn from me. You will not be able to learn from me. The man said, I have one condition. if you want to learn from me, you cannot ask me any questions. Don't argue with me and don't ask me any questions. Then Musa said, I shall be patient. ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرة ولا أعصي لك أمرا. I shall be patient and I shall not disobey you. I will follow your orders. I shall follow your orders and I shall not disobey you and I shall be patient. So this is what we talked about so far yesterday, my brothers and sisters. And today, inshallah ta'ala, we shall resume, you know, our journey with Musa and Al-Khidr. This story, I'm sure, you know, a lot of you may have heard of it. It's in Surah Al-Kahf. It is filled with lessons, life lessons. There's a lot of amazing lessons that we can derive from the study of Musa and Al-Khidr. All right. So again, you know, I welcome all of you, the sisters and brothers from Instagram, those of you on Facebook, you know, and let us start, inshallah ta'ala. Musa alayhi salam undertook that journey. And this journey will be in three types of journeys. He will learn, you know, the qadr of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is why I said we can relate to the story a lot. Musa will learn about the decree of Allah. He will learn about the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will also learn about to learn to be pleased with the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? He will learn to be pleased with the decree and the decisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they will undertake a journey, and the journey, you know, they will travel. It will be three types of journeys. There'll be a journey like a sea trip. The first journey will be a sea trip. And the second journey will be a wild trip. And the third journey will be a country trip. You know, so in the sea trip, they will meet some poor people, and in there there will be a tyrant, another very, you know, oppressive king. So that's the first trip. The second trip, it will be a wild trip where he will meet some shabab, he will meet some youngsters, and in the third trip, it will be a country trip where he will meet some other type of people who will require some help from him as well. And again, some beauty, amazing, beautiful lessons from all. Lessons to mothers, lessons to fathers, lessons to brothers and sisters, sons and daughters. You know, this trip is filled with amazing lessons. So let's start, inshallah ta'ala. فانطلقا. Again, one more time. فانطلقا. And I mentioned yesterday, intilaq, intalaqa. You know, intilaq is like when they set off. But intilaq in Arabic is normally used when you're departing, you know, in a very hasty pace. You know, like you know, those runners. The runners, when they're about to depart, you know, you say intilaq, you know, or a plane, intalaqat, or rihla, intalaqat, intilaq. You know, it's something that involves efforts and haste. And so here Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying, you know, he's using the term intilaq, fantalaqa, because they're just traveling together to seek knowledge. Musa is seeking knowledge from this man. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is using, you know, this term intilaq, you know, they embarked. They embarked as they reached the ocean. There was a boat they needed to cross to the other side. So Musa, Al-Khidr, he pointed to a boat. There's that boat there. We can use that boat to cross to the other side. So they stopped. Those people that were, you know, the workers there, you know, by the boat and in by the sea there, they stopped. They, as if they know Musa, or as if they knew who Al-Khidr was. And they used to, if you were to cross from the other side, from one side to another, you have to pay a fee. You have to pay a fee. But they saw Musa and they saw, you know, Al-Khidr, and they refused to take money from them. They refused to take money. They were so kind. Masakin, poor people, working, you know, in this boat, having people to cross from one side to another for a fee, right? So they saw Musa and they saw Al-Khidr as if they knew Al-Khidr or they knew who Al-Khidr was. They refused to take money from him. So they embarked on the boat. As they were going, and Musa was, you know, just, again, the condition was, be quiet, don't ask no questions. So he's not asking no questions. They're not asking no questions. Embarking, as they settled in the ship, or in that boat, as they settled, as soon as they settled, Al-Khidr stood up. As they, you know, now they're sailing in the middle of the ocean. And Al-Khidr stood up and started, you know, with an axe or something, started hitting the boat and breaking, you know, like causing harm to it, to the boat, causing damage to it, not harm, damage to it. So he started like, you know, hitting it with an axe or whatever, you know, and causing damage to it. Musa now is wondering. He's in awe. What is this strange, you know, act? These people were so nice, first and foremost. They were so nice. They didn't even, you know, want to take money from us. So instead of being grateful, instead of being thankful, you take the axe and then you try to damage their boat. Why are you doing that, you know? So he went, you know, what? فَانْطَلَقَ فَإِذَا رَكِبَ فِي السَّفِينَةِ خَرَقَهَا قَالَ أَخَرَقْتَهَا قَالَ أَخَرَقْتَهَا لِتُغْرِقَ أَهْلَهَا لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا إِمْرًا فَانْطَلَقَ حتى إذا ركب في السفينة خرقها قال أخرقتها لتغرق أهلها لقد جئت شيئا إمرا. As they settled in the boat, again Al-Khidr took some, you know, some axe and started, you know, damaging the boat. And then Musa عليه السلام said, how you start, you know, you scuffle that you know, to the boat to drown its people. Why are you doing this? Why are you causing damage to this boat to drown his people? Verily, you've committed a dreadful thing. Verily, you committed a dreadful thing. This is not a good act. This is something bad. Why are you doing that? You know, the people were nice. They didn't even refuse to take money from us, and you're causing damage to drown them. أَلَمْ أَقُلْ إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا. Didn't I tell you, you won't be able to be patient with me? I told you to be patient, right? And you promised that you'd be patient. I told you not to ask no questions. I told you not to disobey my, you know, to disobey my orders and just to watch and listen. And at the end, I will explain to you what I'm doing. But don't ask no questions. Alam aqul. Didn't I tell you? Then Musa, he forgot. Musa forgot. He says, call me not to account for what I did. I forgot. Call me not to account for what I did. I forgot. لا تؤاخذني بما نسيت ولا ترهقني من أمري عسرا. Don't call me, no, call me not to account for what I did. I forgot. I did promise you that I would not ask no questions. I did promise you that I would not, in fact, disobey your orders. But I just forgot. So please don't mind me. Don't mind me. But Musa was in awe. استغرب, يعني, he was wondering, why did you do so? يعني, why did you go and damage the boat? But Al-Khidr didn't tell him anything. They came down from the Safina. They reached the other end, you know, eventually. فَانْطَلَقَ. And then they started walking. They started walking around. Walking. And Al-Khidr is as if he's looking for something. He's just walking and Musa is following him. You know, quiet, not asking no questions. But Al-Khidr is just walking and looking for something. He's looking right, he's looking left. He's looking right, he's looking left. And Musa is behind him. All of a sudden, Al-Khidr found some kids. right? And then he goes looking at them one by one, and then he let them, you know, he just goes check with the first kid, let him go, checks with the second kid, let him go. He's looking for something. What he's looking for, Musa does not know, right? All of a sudden, he found a kid from amongst those kids. He found one, took him, and killed him. It's a huge crime. The other crime was maybe a little less of dreadful than this crime, right? Little less of dreadful, you know, damaging the boat. طيب, okay, fine. But killing a boy, an innocent soul, an innocent boy, not even a man, you know, a boy, miskeen, you know, so innocent. فانطلقا حتى إذا لقيا غلاما قتله. أقتل موسى. Then he told him, and then when he found a boy, he killed him. Then Musa said, أقتلت نفسا زكية did you kill نفس زكية? How can you kill this innocent soul? لقد جئت شيئا نكرا. Indeed, you have done something really, really, really dreadful, really bad. How can you kill an innocent life? ألم أقل لك إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا. One more time I told you, didn't I tell you will not be patient with me? You won't be able to be patient. I told you that. And I kept on telling you, you won't be able to be patient with me. Yeah, but this is strange. Yeah, and you're looking for something, okay. And then you find a boy. And then you kill a boy. I had to ask, but forgive me. I'm sorry. If I were to ask you any more questions, then I shall depart and I will leave you alone, right? I will not, you know, accompany you no more. But Musa is in awe. Musa is really troubled now. You killed a boy. You damaged the boy. Top khalas, you damaged the boat. Fine. But killing a boy, an innocent soul. أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس. بغير نفس, you killed an innocent boy, a man that does not commit any crime, right? Yeah, maybe if he committed a crime, all right, طيب. But he didn't commit any crime. أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس. لقد جئت شيئا نكرا. نكرا from إنكار. إنكار means, you know, this is really, يعني, I disavow what you're doing. But Al-Khidr says, I've told you, you won't be able to be patient with me. Then Musa said at the end, well, I promise you now, I will not, you know, khalas, this is my last chance. Just like strike one, strike two, strike three. Strike one, strike two, strike three. If I were to ask you any more questions, فلا تصاحبني. Then Musa says, قال إن سألتك عن شيء بعدها فلا تصاحبني قد بلغت من لدني عذرا. خلاص. You gave me too many excuses. So if I were to ask you any more questions, I will leave you alone. I will set off. I will no longer, you know, follow you. So last chance. فانطلقا. Again, فانطلقا. One more time. And then they embarked. فانطلقا. حتى إذا أتوا أهل قرية استط. And then when they reached a Qarya, they were traveling. They reached a Qarya. They reached a village. In that village, they were people that were actually not hospitable people. Musa and Al-Khidr, they were hungry. So they asked if they could be fed, if someone could, you know, welcome them and maybe, you know, offer them some food. But these people were stingy people. Bukhala, they were stingy. They refused to feed them. They refused to help them. So Al-Khidr and Musa, you know, Saraf, you know, they went back. They were walking again. Al-Khidr found a wall, a broken wall. And then he called Musa. He says, Musa, come, help me. What? Come, help me. طيب, Musa is helping. Help him do what? Okay, we need to fix this wall. So they started fixing the wall, just any wall, right? But this wall was broken. So Al-Khidr called Musa, Musa, come help me. We need to fix this wall. And then Musa again, remember, no, I'm not going to ask you no questions, but Okay, so he helped him, and then they fixed the wall. And then, khalas, they fixed the wall and they set off. Musa said, well, these people, they were so stingy. They were stingy. We were traveling. We asked them for some food. They refused to feed us. They refused to help us out. We should at least ask them for money for fixing this wall. قال لو شئت لاتخذت عليه أجرا. لو شئت لاتخذت عليه أجرا. If you wish, you could take some money for fixing this wall, right? Take some money. At least if we have some money, we could buy some food. These people were so stingy. They were not generous. They were not welcoming, right? They were not hospitable. And then we just fixed something for them. So why don't you, if you like, you can just ask them for money for fixing this wall. We could use that money and buy some food from them. قال لو شئت لاتخذت عليه أجرا قال هذا فراق بيني وبينك سأنبئك بتأويل ما لم تستطع عليه صبرا. He said, this is the end. خلاص, I gave you three chances and three strikes. You failed all of them. You promised that you won't ask no questions and you kept on asking. So the last time you said, if I were to ask any more questions, I shall set off. I will not longer accompany you. So this is it. هذا فراق بيني وبينك. This is the فراق. This is our time off. خلاص, you're on your own. I'm on my own. Let me, before I let you go, let me interpret what I have done to you now. Let me interpret. Let me give you the reasons. Let me give you the explanation of everything that I have done. But before you go, but after that, خلاص, we're off. You're off, I'm off. But before you go, let me explain what I have done. Now they went back into the safina. Amma safina. Amma safina. When they got to the boat, when they got to that ship. Amma safina. What happened was in this land that we went to, there was this dictator, this oppressor. Right, this oppressor, and that oppressor, he used to take people's boats, right, and he would kill them. Anybody, because you know there's a sea there. There's a sea, and it's a this town happens to be by the seashore. So what happened is a lot of low boats they come and go. But this king, this ruler of that particular town, if anybody comes with a nice boat, he will take their boat and he will kill his people, those people. He will kill them and take their boats. So I damaged the boat. Now I caused some damage to it. But to ward off a bigger evil that was to happen. This is why I did what I did. I did what I did because I caused some evil. Yes, I did cause some evil. I did cause some damage to the boat. But I warded off a bigger evil that was to happen. Imagine if we were all to go there. The king will come. That ruler will come and see our boat. We had a very nice boat. He will not only take that boat. He will take that boat and kill us as well. So I caused some damage to it. So that if he was to come and see it, oh, this is a damaged boat, I will just let it go. What lesson do we learn here? Amazing lesson. Sometimes you wonder why certain things happen. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes, yes, there's evil, there's a little harm. But that little harm that happened to you, subhanallah, was to ward off a bigger harm. Let me give you an example. Ismail alayhi salam. Hadn't Ismail been thrown in the desert with his wife, with his mother, Hajar? Hadn't Ibrahim, hadn't he left them there, there would not be no Zamzam. How? Ismail was a baby. Ibrahim told them, come, right? We talked about this in the story of Ibrahim. So Ibrahim told, he took Hajar and her baby in the midst of the desert and he left them. He left them, thirsty, hungry. That's harm. That's very harmful, right? Subhanallah, hadn't they been left there, Jibril wouldn't have come and Jibril wouldn't have hit the ground with his wing and there would not be no Zamzam. Ismail was there with his mother and he was crying. The baby was crying. And Hajar, kept going between As-Safa and Marwa, between As-Safa and Marwa, seven times, you know, walking between As-Safa and Marwa. Ismail was crying because he was thirsty, he was hangry. And then Jibril came down, and then he hit the ground with his wing, and then sprang out Zamzam. If he wasn't, you know, if they were not there, there would not be no Zamzam. There would not be no Safa al Marwa. If Hajar was not left there, there would not be no Safa al Marwa. If Yusuf alayhi salam was not thrown into that well, it's harm. Yes, it's harm. If Yusuf alayhi salam was not thrown into the well, you know, he would not have gone to Egypt. And he would not have saved the Egyptians and the world after that, when the king saw the dream. Yusuf alayhi salam was thrown into the well, so somebody would find him from that well and sell him into the markets of Egypt so that he can save the Egyptians afterwards. Subhanallah. Can you see what's going on here? Hadn't, you know, Ibrahim saw that dream to sacrifice his son, there would not be no Eid al-Adha today. Because Ibrahim saw that vision to sacrifice his son. To sacrifice his son. And then his son, he admitted, he approved of whatever his father, you know, that dream that he saw. And then he came willingly for his father to sacrifice him. They passed the test. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed that sacrifice into a better sacrifice. Today we have Eid al-Adha. So sometimes, what I'm trying to tell you here, brothers and sisters, sometimes there is harm that could happen to you. But rest assured that that harm that happened to you was to ward off a bigger harm. Maybe an accident happened to you. You were driving to go to an interview and you had an accident. Maybe that accident happened to you, you know, saved you from a bigger accident, saved you from something worse that was to happen to you. You did not know it. You did not know it. Allahu Akbar. You did not know what was to happen. Allah knows what's to happen. And Allah saved you from something harmful that was to happen. And you don't know that. So here, you learn something beautiful. You learn al-rida. You learn to be pleased with the commands of Allah. You learn to be pleased with the orders of Allah. You learn to accept the orders of Allah. However, you know, it happened. Maybe you went through divorce. Maybe you went through, you lost the loss of a baby, the loss of a son, the loss of a wife, the loss of a husband, the loss of a job. Yeah, it's a harm. It's a harm. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that happened with His knowledge to save you from something more evil that was to happen to you. I'll give you an example. A beautiful story. A beautiful story of this prince. This prince who used to have his right-hand side man, you know, who was a very wise man. And that wise man used to say always, khair, inshallah, khair, inshallah. Everything is good, inshallah. Everything is great, inshallah. So one day, the prince, you know, he cut his finger. And he lost his finger. His finger got amputated. He was really, you know, under a lot of pain. And then, as he was under a lot of pain, his right-hand side man, his helper, saw him and he says, it's okay, khair, inshallah, khair. And the prince was so angry. He was so angry. He told that man, what do you mean khair? What do you mean good? I lost my finger. And it's harmful, it's painful. And you're telling me khair? He was so angry, he threw him in jail. Go to jail. He threw him in jail. He was angry at him. He threw him in jail. So the man said, khair, inshallah, khair. It's all good. It's all khair. It's all good. And then it happened that that prince, every Friday, you know, he goes out into the forest hunting. That day, he went on his own. He went by himself. As he went into the forest hunting, there were some people there who used to worship, you know, idols. They used to worship fire. They used to worship, you know, things. So they caught him. They did not know he was a prince and they didn't care. They caught him to offer him as a sacrifice for their gods. So as they were about to throw him, as you know, into the fire as a sacrifice for their gods, they realized or they noticed that he had a missing finger. because he had a missing finger, he was not befitted to be, you know, offered as a sacrifice. As a sacrifice for the gods. So they set him free. The prince, subhanallah, he remembered that, you know, his friend, his right-hand side man, that wise man who told him, it's all khair, it's all good. You lost a finger, it's all good, it's okay. Although something hurts and painful, but it's okay. So he went back to the palace and he called him. He brought him back and he told him the story. He says, now I understand why you said it's khair. I was going to be thrown into the fire. I was going to be killed. I was going to be offered as a sacrifice to their gods. And then because they realized I had a missing finger, they set me free. So it's all good. But when I sent you to jail, you said it's good. It's khair. What's khair in jail? What is khair? What is good in jail? You know, it's filled with, you know, it's dark. It's maybe snakes, scorpions. It's you know, it's bad. What's khair? He says, you know what? Hadn't you thrown me in jail, I would have gone with you hunting. Yeah. And both of us would have been caught. And because you had a missing finger, they would have thrown me to the gods as a sacrifice. They would have thrown me. So that's why it's all khair. It's all good. You see, subhanAllah, it's all good. Had I gone with you, you know, hadn't you thrown me in jail, I would have gone with you and I would have been the one to be thrown into the fire as a sacrifice. So at the end, it is all good. So my brothers and sisters, the essence of the story, the wisdom behind the story is whatever sometimes harm that you may be going through, you know, there is always khair. There is always khair in it. Musa alayhi salam, he saw Al-Khidr causing damage to that boat, but he did not know that in fact there was a bigger harm that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to save them from. Musa, he did not know, but Allah azza wa jal, he sent that knowledge, you know, or he informed with his knowledge, he revealed it to Al-Khidr, but he did not reveal it to Musa. He revealed it to Al-Khidr, but he did not reveal it to Musa alayhi salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, saved them. Musa, he did not know that ilm. He did not have that knowledge that was to happen. That there was a king, that there was this ruler, that there was this tyrant who takes people boats and he kills them, right? So he did not know, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed that knowledge to Al-Khidr. Al-Khidr knew something that Musa did not know. This is why Jibreel alayhi salam told Musa, there is a man who's more knowledgeable than you. And Musa says, I want to go and learn from him. I want to go and learn from him. Now, what did he teach him? He teach him to accept the command of Allah azza wa jal. What else did he teach him? Brothers and sisters on Facebook, brothers and sisters on Instagram, what did he teach him in the first trip? What did Musa learn in the first trip? Other than accept the qadr of Allah. Accept the qadr of Allah. Whether you're going through marriage, divorce, a son who's driving you, you know, crazy, a loss of a job, health problem, health. Naam, you maybe are sick, suffering from sihr, suffering from black magic, suffering from this or suffering from that, you know. So there's always khair in anything that was to happen to you. There's always khair, right? So what's Musa to learn here? Yes, to learn patience. Shada Ahmed, more cane, to learn patience, true. What else Musa learned from the first trip? To wait to see the hikmah in every situation. Naam. You know, you may not know, sisters and brothers. We may not, it is not a condition for you and I to learn or to know why certain things happen certain ways. You need to understand this. You and I need to understand this. It is not a condition for you and I to know why certain things happen. It is not a condition for me to know why that marriage didn't happen. It is not a condition for me to know after all the efforts that I have exhausted or exercised, right? You know, and at the end, I lost my job, or at the end, I she refused, or the parents refused that marriage, or her parents refused that marriage, or this or that. You know, it is not an obligation for you and I to understand why certain things happen. Maybe you will learn at some point the hikmah, the wisdom as to why certain things happen. Maybe in some time in the future you will learn. But it is not necessary for you to learn. It is not a necessity for you to learn. No. But like I said, there's always hikmah in everything. There is always wisdom behind the decisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because, my brothers and sisters, before Allah azza wa jalla does anything or everything, there is always hikmah and ilm. Two things. Hikmah and ilm. Knowledge and wisdom. Allah, when He does certain things, He does them off of knowledge and He does them off of wisdom. He doesn't do things all in vain. La, hasha lillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never does anything just in vain, just for the sake of doing it. No, there's always hikmah and there's always ilm. Coronavirus. It's harm. It's evil. A lot of pain. A lot of people lost their jobs. A lot of us lost the loved ones. Look at the economy. Look at what's happening. Yeah, a lot of people suffered. It is evil. It is bad thing that happened. But there is khair in it. There's a lot of khair in corona. Naam. You may say, khair, really there's good in corona? Of course. Of course there is good in it. Although it seems that there is a lot of bad. There's a lot of bad. Because people lost their jobs, because the economy went collapsed, because a lot of people died, because this, because that. But there's also a lot of good in it. There's a lot of khair in it. And we learn this from the story of Musa and Al-Khidr. We learned to love our families. We learned to stick to our families. We learn to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whenever something, you know, was to happen to us. We learn the value of praying in the masajid. We learn the value of praying in the mosque. You know, in some countries, Arab countries, Muslim countries like Morocco, until today, the mosques have been shut down since corona. Imagine. Months, 8-9 months, mosques have been shut down. At least in Canada, in the US, in some countries, they have opened up the mosques with some restrictions, right? In some Muslim countries, until today, the masajid are closed, are still shut down. People, subhanAllah, they learned the value of going to the mosque. People who didn't pray, they started praying. Imagine, remember last Ramadan? Last Ramadan, a lot of us prayed at home, right? A lot of us prayed at home because we were not allowed to go to the masajid. The first Ramadan where people were doing Taraweeh in their homes. The first Ramadan where people, all of them, are doing Taraweeh in their homes with their families, reading from the Quran. All the houses, mashallah, the majority of the houses, Muslim houses, they finished the khatmat of the Quran during Ramadan. Well, you know, during 2020 Ramadan, coronavirus Ramadan, corona Ramadan. Na'am. People who didn't pray started praying. People who did not read Quran started reading Quran. So many good thing happened because of corona. We learn this from the story of Musa alayhi salam and Al-Khidr. Yes, my brothers. The first trip. Learn to accept the will of Allah. Learn to accept the and be pleased. Not only to accept it. Not only to accept it. To accept and be pleased with it. To be pleased with the order and the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? So my brothers and sisters, this was the first lesson that Musa learned. And then Al-Khidr was to explain again what happened when he killed the boy. So I understand why you damaged the boat. But you killed a boy, an innocent boy. Why did you kill this innocent boy? A lot of us sometimes wonder, yani, if this boy was to be born handicapped, why Allah Azza wa Jal was to cause so much pain to the family of having a baby who's handicapped, a boy or a girl who's handicapped? Why Allah Azza wa Jal, yani, just doesn't do it? Don't give them, don't let them have, you know, birth of a handicapped boy, or give them, you know, let them have birth of a any safe and healthy boy, healthy kid. And then he's the baby who's born, and after his birth, innocent, he dies. And then you wonder. So now Musa is wondering, the boy, what did he do to you? He was just playing. He was just playing with other boys. You picked him up, you took him to the side, you killed him. You killed him. That's an enormous, crime. Horrendous crime. Why did you do so? Why did you build that wall, and instead of asking some money from those people, right? So that we can eat at least, right? Buy some food. Why did you just, fix that wall without asking, for money in return? Why? We will learn more about that, inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow, bi'idhnillah. Tomorrow, my brothers and sisters, we'll resume our story with Musa and Al-Khidr, inshallah ta'ala. There's so many lessons to be learned, so many lessons that we can relate to, so many lessons, yes, that you and I can relate to. Things that sometimes don't make sense, things that people oftentimes, ask as to why. So here is why. Do we have to learn why? Do we have to know why? No, we don't necessarily have to know why, my brothers and sisters, but there's always hikmah. There's always good. This is maybe my summary. There's always good behind everything that happens to anyone. There's always khair in it, inshallah ta'ala. So tomorrow, bi'idhnillah, my brothers and sisters, we'll come back and resume our, story, Musa and Al-Khidr. Jazakum Allah khair. Thank you so much, my dear brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining. Tomorrow again, 6 o'clock, same time, same place, Instagram, Facebook. Tomorrow will be episode 51. We have reached a milestone. Today we've reached a milestone, and that milestone is episode 50 lectures. All of them are saved on Instagram, on Facebook, and on YouTube. You can always go back and watch them, inshallah ta'ala. Thank you, sisters and brothers. Thank you, Shida Ahmed, Moore Kane, other brothers and sisters from Facebook. Those who are on Instagram, Sister Yashmin, and Reda, and Mehdi, and everybody else. Thank you for joining. Thank you so much for coming along. May Allah bless you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. See you tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget, tomorrow I will end the story of Musa alayhi salam. You don't want to miss it. Tomorrow I will end the story of Musa alayhi salam. Alrighty? Jazakum Allah khair. Barakallahu feekum. By the way, Musa, when he dies, where would he be buried? What would Musa do before he dies? Where would he go? Because the Prophet said that all the prophets have done Hajj. Did Musa do Hajj? Did Musa go and perform tawaf? We'll talk more about that, inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow, inshallah. Jazakum Allah khair. Thank you so much again for joining. Thank you, Sister Fatima Kareem and Sana and everybody. Those on Instagram and those on Facebook. We'll see you tomorrow, inshallah. Lubna Ahmed, thank you. Barakallahu feekum. Salamu alaikum. Salamu alaikum.